trying to point out to you now is this. Now, it's not going to do you no good to try to prop up and hold up something because of my grandmother and my father and my uncle and my nephews and all of my family, they belong to this stuff. And I've been in so long, you understand? Until, you understand? That's not going to help it none. See, this is your soul. It's up to you. You see, now we're right down here now. See, well, if we don't have the Spirit, I'd like to change that. If the Spirit don't have you,
okay,
too many of us have got the Holy Ghost. That's what's wrong with us. Everybody's got the Holy Ghost. That's right. Now, if you look in your, say, what did you say that for? If you look in your Bible, you find that when Philip went down and preached down at Samaria, you understand, the whole city down there. Now, you know that don't even make sense, the city down there. It meant the folks down there in the city of Samaria. They received it, gladly received it, isn't it? And quite a few of them must be here too, wasn't it?
That's right.
Don't say that. See? But none of them ever got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because the book said he hadn't not fell upon them.
That's right.
You understand? That is to say, the Holy Ghost never got them, not until Peter and John went down.
That's right.
See? But now everybody around got the Holy Ghost now. And all of us is dipping and jacking and ideas and opinions and different churches and all like that and talking just like a fool and don't even have sense enough to know that.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, look here. What church do you belong to? Paul said, foolish and unlearned questions avoid because they do stir up strife or tend to strife. See? Now he thinks that's a real smart question. What church do you belong to? Now the church or the congregation of the church, Paul wouldn't even know what you're talking about when you say church.
Right.
See, the true divine etymological meaning of the word church is congregation or assembly. You understand? Yes. Well, now, what congregation or assembly or what church do you, there isn't but one. See, well, what is that? That's a Messianic body. Yes. That's what the congregation is. That's what the church is. It's the body of Messiah.
Right.
Now you heard him. Now how many bodies did he have?
One.
How many Christs are there?
One.
You see what I'm talking about? Now that sounds real smart on that. Then here's some stoop coming on and say, well, listen, I've gone to Romans. He wants to put emphasis on it. You understand? The word Roman, it means a geographical location. It's a city.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? In Italy. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Well, you just got through saying that about Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. What? How'd you get Rome in it? Mm-hmm. How did it get in there? Then I just got through telling you what they say. They say that Peter first set up the Holy See at Jerusalem, moved it to Antioch. You understand? Was there a while, and from there to Rome. Now, anybody believe that needs a psychiatrist to examine your head.
Right. Let me show you just some more stupid.
on that thing that they're doing all the time. Now, you heard what I just said, didn't you? Now, then here, they said that Peter died, and he was buried in Rome. And now, showing that Christ put the church on Peter, and Peter's dead and buried, and now they've kept the Vatican up on him, so they say. Really? Do you see how stupid people are? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Proving that the church was built on Peter. Well, what was happening when he was walking around? You got to kill him and get him in the ground before they build something on it. But what was happening when he was walking around?
The archangel about the body of Moses where it was buried. You understand? And said God buried him up there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The devil's around arguing about it. He done got thrown out of heaven. Now here he is down here arguing with the man that throwed him out, Michael.
Yeah.
Arguing with him. Done got him, done throwed him and all his hopes out of heaven. And now here he is down here arguing.
That's right.
See how stupid we are about how the body is moving. You understand now? You see that like they're doing? Now the bridge is saying he's broke. Now here they are scratching around under the back. There's teeth under here somewhere. And if the gun stands still like that, you've got a great big announcement in the face. It's like you'll soon find me one day, Tommy. Yes. Now, they're just cold, down, not. Let me show you what I'm talking about. You see, if this is sold, if this is 3-4 years, this is sold, if this is 3-4 years. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's sold, then it's that people. And the whole thing is that way. The God has you and everything else, right?
That's right.
Adam's and everything. See what I'm talking about? Then you got negation. This is just as profound and just as perfect. In the
engagement.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Right. See? And it's just got to be. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the devil who deceived you with all that junk. You understand? And all they're looking for is self-aggrandizement and promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Come along and say to the Jew boss, you say, what's your church going to do?
Yeah. That's a prophet.
I said, well, what are you? He said, I'm a prophet. He
said, why are you a prophet?
Well, go on in. The lady. Might get to be a deacon. He just might get to be a preacher.
Come on, John.
Well, the church you bumped it up long to this Roman guy. What's why don't you belong to somebody else? Roman Catholic. Yes. Yeah. Said, well, Stoddy, the lady. Just then, you go from the layman to the deacon. You go from the deacon to the priest. You can go from a priest to a bishop. And you can go from a bishop to an archbishop. And then you can go on up to a cardinal. And if you're real smart, you just stand the can. I guess you come on it on up to the Pope.
Yeah.
The two boys says, well, that's why you're a Protestant and a Roman Catholic. Well, that's right. Said you can't never tell. You might make it up there. You could join the Roman Catholic. That's why this is a potential possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm a Catholic. Don't you bet come on over here and say, listen, say, I don't want none of that. Said we had one, he made it.
He was a real Messiah. He did that thing and stopped. You understand? No, no, no. Yes, he was the real God of heaven and earth. He really made it.
That's right.
You see? So I think I've got like that in the beautiful. I mean, I'm sick around. You got it made. Now, let me get out of here really quick. Wind this thing up. Now, read with the Spirit. See, now this is a talk to the Spirit. See, you have to take all that junk to the dump.
Yeah.
You have to take all that imagination, all that old superstition, all that old tradition, and listen, don't nobody know any more about it than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that?
That's right.
Now, you stand around and argue about your church and what you believe. You understand? That won't make you have the Holy Spirit. You understand? And not, let me tell you this. God is not going to stoop to nobody. You understand? He's not going to do that. Do you know what I mean by that? This is what I mean by that. You understand? Now, if you got something that's out of harmony with this purpose and this plan that God has declared the end from the beginning. You understand? You'll never make it.
That's right.
You understand? Now, God ain't going to stoop down to your level at all. And if you ever do get the Holy Spirit, see, you're certainly going to have to put that down.
That's right.
Now, you can argue all you want to. But listen, don't let him come catch you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something else I want you to see now. See how a whole lot of deception is in the world. See, and the reason why you can't talk to me. See, you stand out here looking up in the sky for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Say, it's been all through the country. They say, Jesus is coming. Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of mind.
That's right.
You see? No, indeed. Somebody said, well, you can't tell. Tomorrow might be judgment day. You might jump out of them clouds up there. You stand around looking around. I'm telling you now, that's not going to happen. See? Now, if you turn to the fourth chapter of the first epistle of John and read that, he said, now, beloved, believe not every spirit. Mm-hmm. Now you listen at me, Ray. That blood believes not every spirit. Listen, every spirit that testifies that Jesus Christ is come, or Joshua the Messiah is come, that one does Yahweh. Is that what you got in the book? Now let me show you how that happens. Let me show you how that happens. I want the 10th chapter, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I want to show you how that happens. How you get food. And bear in mind what I told you about the Roman Catholics. They're saying too that he never resurrected from the dead. In the doctrine and the philosophy that they teach, they do say in words that he resurrected, they say that.
Right.
sight that whatsoever the scribes and Pharisees tell you, that do. Is that right? Says the gentleman who asked their word. You understand? Because they say, but they don't do.
That's right.
Now look, let me show you why I said that. Look up here at me. See, everything that Dr. Gross stood there and told you about water baptism, sacrifice of Ten Commandments, Lord's Supper, and ceremonies and circumstances, Christ died to move them out of the way. And everybody this side of the cross is pregnant, still has us. He's denying and resurrected into this. They're just saved. And he triumphed over them. And the victory over there. He nailed them to the cross. He put a made an open demonstration out of
that's
it.
Right.
And here you've got it out here doing it. You're denying.
Right. He resurrected from the dead.
You're just saying it in words and in a deed you're denying.
That's right.
Every one of these people out here talking about eating this great juice. And these prophets saying that Christ said for them to do that, it's a lie, it's not in the book.
That's right.
You see, it's not that. And you're going to have to stop it. And I said, well, I've been doing it too long. Listen. Eternity in hell longer than that. Got you a couple of years on that one. You see what I'm talking about? Them people that do them things are blind. They deny that that's what he died for. And he said he wasn't going to. That's what the old covenant was. The new covenant is the Spirit in you. You understand now what we're talking about, the Spirit being in you. Every spirit to testify. You understand? Listen. For the first man, Adam, was... See, look over here. Look over here. See, keep that first man. The first man, Adam, was on the earth. It's an earth man. Paul said it's written.
Quickening spirit.
Read it out of the Bible. That's what I want to read. It is written.
The first Adam was made a living soul.
The first Adam was made a living soul.
The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit.
The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. Listen, he's a quickening spirit. You stand around here living up in the sky.
Quickening spirit in your heart. That's the new covenant.
You understand? Now you can't sit around and you know good and well you don't have the Spirit in you. You see what I'm talking about? I don't care how long you've been in this church, that church, the other church, and falling around something. You know whether you've got the Spirit in you or not.
See?
Do you understand what I'm talking about? He's made a quickening spirit. That's the reason why don't nobody know nothing. They're around here fooling with the natural things. They can't see spiritual things. Don't understand spiritual things. Eating cracking, drinking grape juice, and all them things are down under the law. He hasn't got no Holy Spirit. Devil deceived him.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Now, in conclusion, it says written in the second. Man was made a quickening spirit. You understand? Now that's the difference between one natural and the other spiritual. One's a Lord from heaven, the other's from the earth. One is earthly, and the other is heaven, or spiritual. You see what I'm talking about? Now if you have that spirit in you, that's what we're talking about. Jesus said here, said to Martha and Mary, he that believeth in me, now listen at me. Now listen to me, Wallace. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, from the fall of that, in Adam all died, though he were dead, you understand, yet shall he live. Let me repeat it again. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, not 4 days as was in Lazarus' cave, but 4,000 years.
Right.
Yet shall he live. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Right?
Right.
And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you that spirit in you that even follows the contours of the physical body. This body is already dead.
That's right.
But the inner man is a quickening spirit, resurrected, and never gonna die.
That's right.
Now I'm not talking about this physical body either.
That's right.
See, some of them run around talking about this physical body. Father Divine, I went to New York in 35 and saw it. Talked with him. You understand? And they were talking about never die. You understand? You see what I mean? I said, no, Doc, it's not that way. See, it's the inner man. It's the spirit. That's the man in the man. You understand? That ain't gonna never die. But this outer man, you understand? He, all of us. That's the difference between a mortal. See, that's the difference between a mortal. Body.
Uh-huh.
And listen, this is a mortal body with the spirit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Under this dispensation.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You see? And then this mortal must take off this mortal and put on immortality.
Right. That's right.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have that dwelling within this one now.
Okay.
Eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Not going to get it when he jumps out of the sky because he's not going to do that. See, he's supposed to be in you now.
That's right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And now listen, don't you say I can't eat no crack and great juice and drag somebody around and try to convince me you got something in you. Every spirit testifies that he is gone. See, you cut that stuff out. Because you see, you're practicing the things that are done under the law. Now look, don't you see the Roman Catholic Church there? Don't you see the Muslims? Don't you see the Methodists and the Baptists? Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you now, can you see it? Can you see that? Now you don't even need good sense to see that. Now watch my point. Now here you come down through this. See, since the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, you come down through this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right down here now.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Right down against it again.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Whereas as this change was made here, this change, this is what's fitting here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now. You see what I mean? Now look, listen. See, there's never going to be nothing else but this. Never going to be. You understand? And it's what you see. It'll never get away from this. And even in the ages, yes, to come, Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because this balance is him. Yeah, and he is eternal.
Right.
He is.
Two words.
Can't help it. You understand?
That's right.
And this is why they say with the stuff we use, we just can't. You see what I'm talking about? We just can't do it. Now look. And so I can show you. Now, I just got to tell you. Now, there's never going to be nothing left but a repeat.
That's right.
That's all it's going to ever be. That's all it ever has been. That's all it ever will be. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now then, here's Dr. Cook will tell you about this. Now here comes Pharaoh. See, Memnon's there. You understand? That king was named, you understand, upon all the kings, Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now here he come up here. See, here you can see it anywhere on these charts. See, he come up here. See, from Egypt, put the blood over the lintel of the door. Yet Christ put the blood on the lintel of the door. It's dark here, turn dark on the face of the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour. You understand? Go right on back here in the blood. You got the same thing. It's dark. You understand? The sun obscured the sky. You understand? And it's raining. Mm-hmm. You understand? It rained 40 days and 40 nights. Then you don't have to question how long it was in here. You understand? Mm-hmm. One day, 40 years, prophetic time. See, you don't have, you ain't got one door through here. You understand? And it can't be for just one. He said he was the door, and it just can't be for one of him. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm talking about? And listen, he ain't sitting up there ruling him either.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see what I mean? And they twisted up your Bible, even down to make this thing work.
Yes.
Their way. Did you know that?
Yes.
Messiah was cut off without any successors.
That's right.
You know why he didn't need no successors? What did he need somebody to succeed him for? He didn't need him. What's he doing?
Okay.
See? Mm-hmm. Thought you said Pete was running. I beg your pardon. Do you see how stupid we
yeah.
are? Well, I thought you said Paul was running. Now, this is what Paul wants to know. Say, who is Pete? Who is Paul?
Uh-huh.
Who is Apollos?
Yeah.
See? Are they not the ministers of Christ by whom you believe? Somebody says, well, Pete is a rock. 16th chapter of Matthew, upon which the church is built. And John said he was a rock, too. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
No, that ain't right. He said stone.
Right.
Rock. You know the difference between a rock and a stone? You got no better imagination than that. The substance is the same, but one's
right.
Well, now I had you know that Pete was not the only devil on that beach.
That's right.
Messiah did say to Pete in the 16th chapter of Matthew. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And called his name, too. Now, here's Pete. Dog. You understand? He said you are build it up. See? Spiritual. Mm-hmm. Let me say that, Lord. You see? Don't you see that this chest here was surrounded through his body,
right?
And it was more than stone.
Amen.
See? And Paul put it this way, said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And another foundation got no man laid.
That's right.
Then that which was already laid where? Well, I can't do it. You're not in the rock, in the heart of the earth. You understand? Another foundation got no man laid. And that which is already laid. Let him to build it down and take heed how he builds. If you put water, you put any of that, the Lord's Supper, you understand? If you put any of that natural on there, Stephen said, you suffer long, for the fire shall reveal what sort it is. Ain't that what the book says?
That's right.
Don't you put none of that natural on there. Then somebody said, well, I don't agree with that. Well, Pete told you, said to come in the fire. He said to go out in the fire.
Right?
Said it shall be disintegrated and dissolved and consumed. Didn't he say that?
Right.
You understand? Now, here you go and make unleavened bread. You understand? Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Here you go and lay a lamb up there on it. See? You go and lay something natural up there. See? Stick your foot up there, foot water. Get foot water there.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, if your feet need to walk, you've been walking much longer. That's right. That was symbolic of the washing of regeneration. Then the devil, you know, if you just put washing stunt, see, you got the women on one side and the men on the other. What do you do that for? Said they need a male and a female bond and a free. You understand? What are you so particular about somebody washing your wife's feet? See? Pope Paul and Pope John over there washing the cardinal's feet. See, you got one Negro over there, you understand? Great big black bird. I'm not just saying that to be smart either. I'm just saying I want you to see it. You understand? And he washed his feet. Well, home like to die. That's right. He called himself breaking down segregation. And the doctors had a hard time getting that Negro here. He's breaking down segregation. That's the truth. Now, if you don't think I told you right, we'll bring you a newspaper just to be great. You see? All of that natural. See, God is spirit. See, we come from spirit. That's where we're going back to. You understand? You see what I mean? Matter is spirit materialized. You see, then matter shall be disintegrated and dissolved and go back to that. And none of these natural things. You understand? None of these natural things. You understand? That's how the devil tricked Eve out there. You understand? With them natural things. Isn't that right?
That's right.
You understand? And now here the devil got the same old story coming right back to you. Taking the Lord's Supper. And things was under the dispensation of the law. And you just fall and fall and then stand around trying to argue with somebody about what church you belong to. And Reverend so-and-so preached a good sermon. And he didn't preach nothing like that out of no Bible. And the reason why I say he didn't preach nothing like that out of no Bible, because it's not in there.
That's right.
You see why I said they can't win no debate. How in the world are you going to win a debate in that book? It ain't twisted up like that.
Right.
See, you're wrong when you start and you're wrong when you get done. Now, just like he talked about going down far in all the world, baptize them in the name. You ain't chunked them in the water. You can't read water in that word.
Right.
You can't send nobody out to baptize nobody, hinders nobody else. See, that's what he died for. You understand? Now, if he had the authority to remove it, he sure don't have the authority to make himself out of liar and send somebody else out there to do it.
Yeah.
Now, that's just horse sense. See, you don't need no sense. To see that. Now, what's wrong with the world today? See, they're trying to find some way to perform these things. See, and Paul and all the rest of them, you know, with their growth and all, with all of his eloquence and grace, you understand? And you understand? Dipping in holy water, marching around, you know, hands all up in the air, you know. Sissy. That's right. You know what I mean? Clowning and carrying on. You ought to get in Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. Now, this ain't that kind of a show. Ain't that right? Now, then, just do as you open your mouth. Say, it's by your words are you justified. It's by your words are you condemned.
That's right.
You see, if the Spirit is in you, you understand, then you'll see spiritual things. You understand? But the natural man, he don't understand spiritual things. He talks like a fool to him. You understand? And he's around trying to show somebody how much holier than he is than somebody else. You understand what I'm talking about? Then you got him walking around saying, listen, I don't chew no tobacco, I don't smoke no cigarettes, I don't drink no whiskey. You understand? I don't do this and I don't do that and I don't do the and all that. How come you, what did you quit for? You understand? Or did you ever do it? You understand? Now when you got started, to smoking and chewing, you was lost. And when you stop, you see what I'm talking about? See, so either way you go, you're lost. You understand? Now, what you're telling the people not to do, that's the very thing they're doing. You understand? Let me show you what I mean. They're telling you to eat this. Isn't that right? Just like the devil told Eve out there, ain't that right?
Right.
And here they're on the second chapter of Colossians,
Paul the church. Don't touch, don't pay. Isn't that right? Nobody's telling you anything.
That's right.
Said, don't handle, don't touch, don't take, and if you do, you'll perish with. Is that what he said?
That's right.
And somebody said, not there.
You see what I'm talking about?
And now all is coming in.
What are you doing that for? I want to show you. But look, if you're going to live a Christian life, I want to see how you live. Well, look, I don't live here. Paul says, God damn, your life is here, but Christ is God. Is that right? Well, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him. Now, if you want to see me live, you get on up here where I'm at. See, I don't live here. See, I live in that heavenly state. You understand? I don't have to beg your indulgence. Nothing I want to eat. Nothing I want to drink. I drink anything I want to and eat anything I want to. And if it don't make me sick, it won't bother you. And it ain't none of your business. Why you like that?
That's right. But that's what people are trying to do. That's high ground.
Let them see you.
Now you know you ain't got no Holy Spirit in you.
Right. See? Then you get all worked up. You got to, and you keep an eye on that. See where you're going to take the communion. If you don't take communion, say, what's the matter, you boy? You've been into something.
That's right.
See? He didn't want you to see him drink nothing. Here I say, he wants you to see him drink. Now, time for that out. Now, let me finish what I know it's getting me wet. Now, look, see, here they come up out of here. Now, the Pharaoh didn't succeed that time. See, Nasser is a king of just like Pharaoh.
That's right.
You can call him a premier if you want. But it's the same identical
thing. That's right.
You see? And that is what they're fighting about. See, bring your army. He says, help them to get up their army to fight. And the Arabians in here too. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And now, the thing coming down to the end of this dispensation is repeating itself right back over.
Uh-huh.
See, because it's repeating. You see? Just repeating here, repeating there, repeating, repeating. Ain't doing nothing else but repeating. You understand?
Right.
Now, let me show you this. Now, 17 years before, there's somebody showing that temple up there. See, the foundation of the Herodian temple. 17 years before he was born. You understand? Mm-hmm. Herod's beginning to build that temple. 17 years, or 16 and a half.
Right.
We'll just call it 17. Mm-hmm. Now then, here he comes along. You understand? Here comes the John, the Messiah. See? And that's 30. See? I'd rather put it this way. I'd rather put it 46. Then you can see it in the book. 16. Yeah, 16. Half.
I'm going to have it my way.
That's right.
See, 16 and a half. Now that's 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now 16 and a half, he laid that foundation up there for that temple.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then Messiah, when he was 30 years old, went, now look right at the man over there, see? And then watch both of us if you can. Because I want to wind up what I talk about. But I don't want you to, I don't want you to miss this one. See? Now the 30 years old when he went to be baptized. Now, if you take the 16 and a half, it's 46 years. Now, if you take John 2 and 19, he says, destroy this temple and I'll build it again in 3 days. And the Jew said, our fathers were 46 years in the building. This house says that. You see, 46. See, so now then, now he's no 30 here. Now, he was in the ministry 3 years. See, now I'll either have to view this 3 and a half years, see? See, it was actually 3 and a half, see? So then I got to use it one for a place, 3 and a half, so that's 46, and 3 is 49. Is that right?
That's right.
You see, that's 49. Now this is his ministry here. See, that's 49. Now, one more. See, this half here.
That's right.
Just one more. Now, don't that make sense?
That's right.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, you see that now.
I'll hurry. Now, 6,000.
6 days of that. Point out. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years can see what 6 days is. It's equivalent to 6,000. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to put a 50.
Right.
Now I got 100. Put it up here. Right. I got 120.
That's right.
You understand? 120.
Right.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, one time, that's 50. Work it out. You see? And show you. Two. See? There you are. See? Then I've got two there. That's 100. Bring the zero down to 120. Is that right?
That's right.
You know, it was 120 years in building the ark. See it?
Mm-hmm.
See, you've got 50 days of Pentecost.
Uh-huh.
50 of these days of Pentecost. This is one here. 50 of them. You understand? In 6,000 years. Now, you see what I'm talking about? 120. Now, I'm telling you, you're in the 125th, you're in the 120th years now.
That's right.
See, you can't get 50 out of 2,000 here from here to AD 2000.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see it. Now, let me show you what I was talking about there. Now, this is 19... Now this is 1967, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now this is the last.
The book here, see? Everything.
See, that's 17 years or 16 and a half before. See?
Mm-hmm.
So this one that's just passed, that was the 50th. That was the last 50.
That's right.
Do you understand? Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? That was the last. You can't get 50 from here.
Right.
Now then, watch this. Now here they come around here. That's Pharaoh. Here is Nasser. Also, and then listen, they're fighting about the Suez Canal and adjacent. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Sea, is that right?
Right.
And then here the ship come on up here and show the Gulf of Aqaba. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, that's the force of in that right now. See? You see that now? If Pharaoh couldn't make it, how do you think Nasser's going to make it? When they went up through there, Moses and them thought all the way up through that. Isn't that right?
Right.
You understand? Then how do you expect Hussein to win?
Mm-hmm.
They're going up there to repeat themselves.
You see? Then they go over here. Now they're going to annihilate Israel up here. You understand? That's what they were going to do.
That's right.
You see? And if they didn't do it when Joshua and them carried on through there and Moses went through, yes. Now how do you expect them to do it now? Can't you see they can't do that?
Right.
Then God said if you can destroy Israel, annihilate Israel, you can sweep down the stars. You see? Just can't be done. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now as Dr. Gross told you, listen at me and then I'm through. Take